Blog Talk Radio.
Bear in mind I was there for you. Was a waste of time cause you never knew. I know that this ain't the end. On the other side I can't tell you. Gonna lie, you're my favorite. Time after time, you're the same old baby, baby. Let me let you know, I ain't gonna lie, you're my favorite. Time after time, you're the same old.
Welcome to the Nikki Rich Show, the hottest radio station broadcasting live out of sunny California. I'm your host, Miss Nikki Rich, and we're so excited, guys. We are pumped. It's Wednesday, and we're halfway through the work week, and it's hump day Wednesday. Well, I'm excited because we have a special featured guest here today. We're going to be talking with newly published author, Miss Rebecca Hall. She's going to be talking about her upcoming new release, Through Hell and High Water, and we're so excited about that. And I want you to get excited as well because, you know, this is an accomplishment. So today is more of a celebration than anything, you know, to anybody out there. We have to celebrate our authors or anybody out there that has a vision. You know, that's what it's all about. And we're excited, you know, Through Hell and High Water. Yes, we're so excited. And it's coming March 2018. So I want you to tell your friends, tell everybody that the Nikki Rich Show is on right now. You can follow us on Twitter, Facebook. We are Facebooking at this moment. Yes, and I want you guys to tell everybody, tell your friends and family to follow us along and also log on to blogtalkradio.com/ The Nikki Rich Show. And you can also go to thenikkirichshow.com, our official website. Well, we're going to go ahead and get the show rolling. We don't want to keep our guests in holding any longer. You know, we're so excited. So with no further ado, we would like to welcome here to the Nikki Rich Show for the first time, Miss Rebecca Hall. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, thank you. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm so good. We're so honored to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here today.
Yes. Congrats to you on all your success this far.
Thank you. Thank you. Congratulations to you, too, as well.
Thank you. Now, how does it feel? I mean, right now, I know yesterday you just did an interview on your new release coming up. So how does it feel just getting that publicity, you know, from you doing what you love?
It's exciting, and in the same breath, it's also scary. It's scary knowing that, you know, everything that you have dreamed of and everything that you have always wanted is coming true for you. And so I'm afraid because I'm going to the next step, but then I'm also excited, like, yes, I'm going to the next step. So it's definitely a perplexed feeling.
Wow. Now, you have a new release coming up through Hell and High Water. Now, tell us a little bit how you came up with that concept, that name, that, you know, and also the book cover.
Actually, the new release coming up is the sequel to the original book, Through Hell and High Water. The one that's coming up is Through Hell and High Water Part 2. But I started writing the book when I was in college. It took me 10 years to finish the first book, and it was purely imagination. Actually, it had some ideas from growing up or watching different television shows or just plainly going to sleep and waking up and saying, you know what, I think my character needs to be something similar to what the dream I just had. And the name came from, that's actually the third name. The book has so many different names. It's ridiculous. But after I sat down, I was like, it needs to have a name that's actually pertaining to the life of the main character. And because she's been through so much in the book, I was like, you know what, she's been a lot. So let me go ahead and say she's been through hell and hot water.
Wow. Now, what about your cover? Was it hard to come up with the cover? Because I know a lot of people say that is like the hardest part of being an author.
Oh, it is. I didn't think that thinking of a cover was going to be that hard. I actually didn't. I was Googling images for the cover, and I was Googling images to buy for the cover, and I couldn't find an image that exactly portrayed the idea that I had in my mind. So one day I just woke up and I said, you know what, let me just do the cover myself. Let me just take the picture myself. So I had a million and one pictures before I actually decided on one picture.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. You know, we got to get our creative juices flowing.
Yes, most definitely.
Awesome. Now we're getting geared up, you know, for the release. What are you doing to get prepared for it?
I am doing promotions. I am looking at release dates with the Dallas News that's out here in Texas. I am just doing a bunch of different promotions and looking for different people to push it out there. And I'm actually about to start setting up book signing dates for the release date. That's also in March as well.
Pretty awesome. See, you had a vision, now you got the plan, and now you're executing, and it's happening right now. It's happening.
Yes. Yes.
You know, a lot of times we talk about things that we want to do, or I want to be an author, you know, I want to be this, I want to do this, but you making it happen. You have already done it, you know, and I love to see people, you know, do what they love and just pursue their dreams, you know, because I know it's not easy all the time, but you're doing it and you're making it happen. So congrats to you.
Thank you.
Now, was there any part in the book that I would say you can relate to yourself, or is it the whole thing, the entire thing?
I would have to say that I relate more closely to, I would have to say the daughter, because in the book Horizon, she set a task for herself and she's trying to rescue her best friend from being killed, and then in the whole time she's also trying to help her mom with her issues, and then her aunt has to come in and save Horizon and save the day. So I would have to say Horizon, because Horizon takes on a lot of responsibilities and sometimes she gets overwhelmed or she doesn't know how to get out of the situations, but, you know, God always have a backup plan, so he sends somebody in to rescue her, even though at this point in time she doesn't even want to be rescued. But, you know, in the book, God has a purpose for her to continue fighting on throughout the journey, and so she fights through it. She comes out alive, so I would definitely have to say Horizon.
Wow. I know that's right. You got to keep fighting.
Yes, even when you want to get up, yes.
Yes. Now, is there anybody out there that inspired you to, you know, persist, or, you know, anybody that and say, hey, I want to do this, I want to move forward? Was it anybody out there that did that?
Anybody that inspired, a lot of people inspired me. I have a ton of family, have a ton of friends. When I wrote my first book, who actually read it when it was only one chapter in, and they were like, hey, you know, you need to finish this. You need to keep going. You need to get this finished. And when I finally finished it, everybody who was just in my circle, from my family to my friends to my girlfriend, everybody was just like, hey, you know, publish this. And when I published it, I had so much support. I had more support than I actually didn't know that I had. So I would definitely have to say I am so proud and I am so happy for my family and for my friends and for everyone who came through, because I think without them, I probably would have still published my first book, but I probably would have just sat it to the side as like, oh, okay, I'm a published author, it's whatever, I finished it. But because of them, I was like, okay, well, I guess this is good, so let me go ahead and start on the second book.
Wow. And just to keep going and keep going, I mean, that says a lot. You know, you didn't just do it one time. You know, and that says a lot.
Yeah.
You know, you are writing and you making it happen. And I know everybody is watching right now. They're tuned in. They're rocking with you, you know, and they're supporting everything you do, you know, and that's truly amazing.
It is. It's awesome. It's an amazing feeling to, you know, because my family, I have a really close-knit family, but it's even more amazing to just see how, just to see how well they pulled through and was like, you know, we have your back. We believe in you just as much as you believe in you. We believe in you more than you even believe in yourself. Just to know that they feel that way, that feels truly amazing.
It is. Now, is there anybody you would like to shout out or say thank you, you know, for helping you? I know you mentioned your family, your friends. Anybody out there you would like to thank for the support?
I would like to thank first and foremost, I would have to give a shout out to God, because without God, none of this would have even been possible. You know, I have to give a shout out to Denise. for everything. I have to give a shout out to Dominique for everything, to my best friends Stephanie, Alexis, Christina. I have to give a shout out to all of them, because they're the, of course, my cousin Samantha and my sister Alicia. I can't definitely forget them, because without them, it would have been like a little bit more hard. It would have been a little, just, they just came and they released a lot of, they lifted a lot of stress off of me from writing the book all the way through.
Wow. So shout out to everybody out there, you know, showing love, you know, and authors too. So anybody out there that wants to be heard right now, we're going to open up the phone line. You can press one. We're going to go to the phone line. 739, you're on the air. Tell us your name, where you calling from. Well, we're going to go back to the phone lines again. Anybody out there, once again, you can press 1-323-580-5749 and press that one. And we're going to come back to you guys. We got 864-245. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hey, my name is Nene. How y'all doing today?
Good.
We're doing great.
Well, I just want to tell both of you ladies I'm very, very proud of you, both of you. Aisha, good job on your book. I know your second book is going to be awesome. Your first book was awesome, so I know your second book is going to be awesome. Ladies, good, great job just now. I was listening, and I was very, 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 very impressed. I love it. I love that both of y'all are doing big things. One
oh,
second of picture
so
with
Oprah. So exciting. It's
yes.
To have her on.
So, Nikki, you know you're my cousin. I love you. You keep doing what you do up there in L.A. Keep pushing.
Yes,
Aisha.
And we're so excited for you, too. So congrats to you, and thank you for calling in, too.
Thank you.
Thank
no
you
problem. Y'all have a good one. You're welcome.
Did
no
you
problem.
Have any questions? Did you have any questions?
Oh, do I have any questions?
Yes.
No, I really don't. I think I know everything I need to. No, I don't. I do have a question. Miss Rebecca Hall, when do you plan on
yes.
releasing your second book?
It's coming out in March. It's coming out March 2018. It's going to be more towards the third week in March just because I want to get everything done and get everything done and out the way for it. I also have to say thank you for, I shouted you out, but I call you by your middle name, and I just realized many people don't know you by your middle name. So I definitely have to say thank you for, I have to thank you for the opportunity and to for helping me with this as well. Thank you.
No problem. No problem.
Yes. You know, it's like teamwork makes the dream work.
Yes, it does. It does.
That's what it's
definitely.
All about. Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Y'all enjoy your day.
Thank you. And I see we got a lot of listeners and callers. Okay, we're going to go to the phone lines. We got more callers here. 325-513. Tell us your name and where you calling from.
Hello, my name is Alex Bryant. I'm calling from Glendale, California. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, I'm excited to be on, and thank you for having me and bringing your listeners into your show. I just want to send my congratulations and on all the amazing work you both get to do and inspire and empower so many lives around the world. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, and we're so excited for Alex. He's doing major things in California, so much love to him. And thank you, Alex. Alex, can you tell them where they can follow you real quick?
Yeah, of course. I'm on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook. I have many tweets, so my handle is official_AlexB_. So, yeah. I talk about everything about entertainment and social, and I'm always up for making new friends. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Alex, for calling in.
Of course. All my best to you both. Thank you.
Thank
you
so much. You too.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. And we also have more callers, 817-347-344. Tell us your name, where you calling from.
Hello, my name is Janae. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hi, Janae. Welcome.
Hi, Janae.
Hello. I'm calling from Dallas, Texas. I just wanted to give a shout out to Hey, Rebecca.
Hi, girl.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Rebecca. I personally just met Rebecca a few weeks ago. We're doing a play together, and she is just an awesome person. I'm excited for her second book to come out. Very ambitious, just really proud of the person that she is.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that is so awesome. Well, we thank you for calling in here to the Nikki Rich Show.
Oh, no
yes,
problem.
Thank you.
Thank you. We got more callers, guys. Yay, the lines are flooding. Right now we're going to go to 773-739. you are on the air. Tell us your name. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy Winningham. I'm calling from Jackson, Tennessee.
Oh,
hi.
Tennessee.
Yes, Tennessee. Congratulations, Rebecca, on your new book.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you, Nikki Rich, for all that you do to help others, and that is so appreciative. But I do have a question. From one author to another, I definitely know the love of writing and encouraging, enlightening, inspiring others, because I tell people all the time, when you're a writer, your main goal, and we all write, but one particular reason I think we all have in common when it comes to writing is to inspire others and reach out to others with our words. And so I think that's very, very important. But I just want to know, Rebecca, do you have any other goals, any goals coming up where you say, okay, I want to write a new one? Do you have anything in mind that you got coming up soon as far as writing some more? I know this one hasn't really came out yet. It'll be coming out soon. But do you have any other books in mind or anything else in the works coming up?
This one, the one that's coming out in March, is actually a sequel to the original, to the first book, Through Hell and High Water. So the one coming out in March is the second part. So I'm actually thinking of the third book, but I'm trying to finish everything, adding and taking out, and getting this one completely pushed out there. And then I'm also working on a play, and I'm also working on a television series as well. So I'm kind of bombarded with everything.
Believe me, I understand the bombardment, but you know what, at the end of the day, when it all comes out, it's just going to be awesome. And I really wish you everything that your heart desires. God's continued blessings to you. I'm going to be looking forward to reading that book sequel, and I'm really excited for you, and just keep it up.
Thank you so much. Congratulations.
You're
to
welcome.
You too. You say you're an author.
Absolutely. Yeah, I write all the time. I'm working on a play, too, so we're going to be excited for each other.
Yes, ma'am.
And also, you know, it's about connecting here, so give us your social media handle as well, Nancy, please.
As far as my social media handles, I am on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, but the easiest way to contact me, if you go through my website, and it's www.authornancywinningham.com, and it will take you, and you just go to the bottom, and you'll see the little icons as normal, and you just click the icon, and it'll take you straight to all my social media outlets.
All
okay,
right.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Nancy.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me to call in and get me the opportunity, rather, to call in, and I'm just thankful for that. Thank you.
Yes. Anytime to anybody out there, you know, you can call in at 323-580-5749. And you can talk anytime. You know, we're here on Mondays and Wednesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and 1 Central. But it's been so awesome here today. You know, our time is winding down. Now, real quickly, where can they purchase your book coming up, or pre-order, or what have you? Where can they go to?
They can go to my website, which is nolimitations.storeenvy.com, and you can purchase the first book, Through Hell and High Water 1. It's actually on sale right now for $9.99, and you can also pre-order the sequel to Through Hell and High Water. And that is also there's some pre-order for $18.99. And you get those are signed copies as well. You get a signed copy and a little message from me.
Yes, signed copy. Y'all know you gotta go get that. Yes, most definitely was. It's been such an honor to have you on today. You know, we wish you all the best. You know, because it's. You're making it happen, and we're so excited. Like today, it's more of a celebration than anything. And, you know, I know we're going to wind things down here, but it doesn't stop here. We're going to keep it going. We're going to keep promoting. We're going to keep sharing. And we want you guys to keep sharing. Even after the show, the Nikki Rich Show, where it's syndicated, and you will find this show on iTunes podcast. We will be posting it up, the link on the iTunes podcast. We also will be sharing and letting you know the link for our College Underground Radio, because we're there as well right now. So you can go to collegeundergroundradio.com and listen, and you can go to TuneIn Radio right now and listen. So these are all the syndicated networks that we are a part of that you're being heard on globally. And we just thank you for being our featured guest today. You know, we're so honored to have you.
Thank you. I'm so honored to be here once again. It's a pleasure.
Most definitely. And, you know, here at the Nikki Rich Show, we put God first in everything we do, because without him, we would not have this platform. And we always end by saying we wish you all the best, much love and success. And today we're going to end by saying God bless. God bless you all. God bless you, Miss Rebecca Hall.
Thank you. God bless you, too.